Limpumela icho kuba iqembu lePakistan linqobe nge2-0 sekuhlanganiswa lempumela yomdlalo wokuqala wona ophele iqembu lezivakatshi linqobe ngamaranza ali13 ngesonto edluleyo. Ngolwesibili iqembu lePakistan liqale ukutshaya ibhola lathola amaranza alikhulu lama36 okulinani lilibuthelelela kumdlalo wokuqala. Umehluko kuyikuba emdlalweni wesibili lilahlekelwe ngabadlali abayisithupha phakathi kwama-overs angama20, ikanti emdlalweni wokuqala lilahlekelwe ngabadlali abayi9. Iqembu leZimbabwe kuthe sekulithuba lalo lokuba litshaye ibhola lehluleka ukufikisa inani elibuthelelwe liqembu lePakistan lathola amaranza alikhulu lama21 lilahlekelwe ngabadlali abayi9 kuma-overs angama20. Liyimpumela itsho ukuba iqembu leZimbabwe lilokhu lingazake linqobe iqembu lePakistan selokhu lawa maqembu aqala ukudibana kwimidlalo yohlobo lwe-2020 njalo selidliwe kwimidlalo eyi9. Ekhuluma lentathelo izindaba yokupheleni komdlalo, umdlali weqembu leZimbabwe uSean Williams uthe inkinga ababhekane layo njengeqembu yikuba abadlali abaqala ukutshaya ibhola i-top order ngesilungu baphanga bekhutshwe bengakabutheleli amaranzi amaningi okwenza kube nzima kulabo abangena ngemva kwabo.
We're losing too many top batters too soon in the game, which doesn't allow us to have any momentum.
Problem ukuthi obatmen ababhetha kuqala baphangisa ukuphuma. Kube nzima ukuthi sichese down to time ifake ngenye team.
Iqembu leZimbabwe lilakho ukuphindisela ukudliwa kwalo kwimidlalo ye-2020 ngesikhathi linqikelana leqembu lePakistan kwimidlalo emithathu yohlobo le-1-day international yona ezaqala kusasa ngolwesine. Umdlalo wesibili wohlobo le-1-day international uzakuba khona ngomgqibelo kuthi wesithathu njalo ungowokugcina uzakuba khona ngomvulo ozayo. Yonke le midlalo izaqhutshelwa enkundleni yeHarare Sports Club esigodlweni. Ngimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo, nguJoseph Njanji.